Jordan James has now missed all of training camp, again. He's been sidelined since camp opened with an injury and no clear return timetable, per Logan Brown at Ducks Wire in late July, and he was still listed out at Saturday's practice, per Brooke Evans in the team's Day 12 report. Last summer, it was a knee on the first practice and then finger surgery. This summer is a new entry in the same ledger. 2 Augusts as a professional, 2 Augusts spent watching. The June preview said the camp battle was the entire episode. There was no production to weigh. A rookie year of healthy scratches isn't a sample, so the case was purely situational. Brian Robinson's departure vacated the number 2 job behind Christian McCaffrey, James was the favorite, rookie third-rounder Kalen Black was the competition, and the stakes were the first backup role to a soon-to-be 30 workhorse in the league's best rushing structure. Win the job and he's the most valuable insurance in football. Lose it and the case dissolves by September. Missing the camp that decides it is how the losing branch happens. The one strange mercy is that the race paused rather than passed him. Black was listed out at Saturday's practice too, per the same team report. Nobody is winning the job this week. And the job itself grew more valuable while both contenders sat, because McCaffrey missed the week with tightness that Kyle Shanahan is managing carefully. The exact scenario in which a ready number 2 back matters most. San Francisco's Thursday night backfield answer involved neither of them. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The situation that made James worth watching is riper than ever, and he is, for the second straight summer, physically unable to reach for it. Only Black's parallel absence keeps the door from closing. Next week, whether either young back returns to practice before the Chargers game and who takes the backup carries in Los Angeles, because with cutdown coming, someone is about to win this by default. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.